Eddie, John, and Scott with Vegas Nonstop, and it is just another manic Monday, and it's on October. Happy October. Happy Rosh Hashanah. Happy Jewish New Year. Happy life in general. Just happy
New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. And what a New Year. And the good news is we've got football tonight.
Imagine that.
So joining me as usual for the last 2,000 years, Jeffrey with a G, Jeffrey Kramer.
Johnny, good to be here, man. Another week, October's here. Rosh Hashanah, happy, sweet, healthy New Year to all of our Jewish friends out there, all of our listeners.
Yeah, yeah. For those of you that are going to Temple or going to Shul, please mention us.
Hopefully they've already been to Temple.
And if you're near a computer, you might see us on Facebook. I don't know if you will or you won't. Are we on? We're good. Oh, great. Okay, good. So tonight we've got, and also I should introduce our guests. We've got Jeff Michaelman sitting here, another resident MOT, which stands for Member of Tribe, straight out of Shul, straight out of the Temple.
I even brought my tallis bag with me today. I have
my
kippah.
Kudos to you.
Yeah.
Baruch atah, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Radio blessings.
Radio blessings, apples and honey, everybody, and Shana Tova.
Yeah, that's it. Also, Rob Sherwood, straight from Chicago, or where he's got that beautiful Cubs shirt on, sporting the Cubs, the
that's
Cubby
right.
Blue, bleeding
this
Cubby
is,
Blue.
This is going to be the year.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid to even say that.
I
can't say that.
Everyone from Chicago said no one's going to believe it until it happens.
Yeah, until that.
And for good reason. I mean, yeah.
Well, no, they do. It's the all season they've been going. Nah, we still don't believe. They still don't believe they're good. People in Chicago still don't believe they're good.
Because you can't.
I know. That's
you just can't until the last inning, the last out, and it's over. And there's.
And
I'm still getting death threats for people that want Bartman dead.
I know. I'm still new to this Cup thing because I'm really from my girlfriend.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Because I'm a Yankee fan.
Bartman sucking up is
so
really what
I am,
you're
well,
doing.
I am, and but it's fun. It's
God
been fun to go to the games
up.
And but to meet the people that just still think no. Nope.
Did you ever see the play Bleacher Bums?
No.
Did anybody ever see it? No.
No.
Jay Amernick also joining us. Comedy writer Jay Amernick wrote for the Nanny for Fran Drescher, another resident Yid.
Yes.
This is almost the all-Jewish show.
It is. Rod's our house goy today.
Yeah. Rod, you're our
token. Actually, I was raised in a Jewish family.
You were?
Yeah, I was adopted, but my adoptive parents were Jewish. They weren't religious at all.
Yeah.
And I wasn't bar mitzvah or anything, but I
wow.
did.
What about
I
circumcision?
Up, yes, let me show you. I will prove it to you. But I was raised in a Jewish family, yeah.
Yeah, but they didn't keep kosher.
They, no. No,
so
my,
bacon
nothing.
Was cooked in your
you know, that's probably the biggest thing about being Jewish? The food. It's always about food.
Always.
Life in general is just
it's
about
a brisket
food.
Kind of day.
I was
the
reading
Jews and the Italians. It's
yeah,
very close.
The difference between Jews
very
and
true.
The Italians are the Italians have better food.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah. I was at the Italian American Club last week playing bocce ball.
Best meatballs in town.
Italian American Club?
Yes.
Oh, they're great. And Ben Spano's peppers. Not to be missed, also. But I never played bocce ball before. You guys are from New York, so you probably played more bocce ball.
In the Catskills.
You play bocce ball in the Catskills?
Bocce ball in the Catskills.
Now, where are you doing your comedy? I know the place you were doing at, you ran them out of business.
Yes, they ran out of business. We have a new place, wonderful Boca Park, beautiful downtown, in the Summerlin area. It's called the Mix Grill and Lounge, right in Boca Park, down from Kona Grill and the Cheesecake Factory. We'll be there Saturday night.
Now, I met you through our friend Nieve Malandra, who might be listening, and she just opened her new store.
Her new store?
On Saturday, Stardust Style Memories.
Yes, no. Stardust Booth, yeah.
I always want to call it the name of the Woody Allen movie.
You know, Nieve's favorite movies is Woody Allen, which is interesting.
Is it true?
Yes, that's a real true story.
I wouldn't know
so
that.
So her Stardust, Nieve Malandra's Stardust Boutique over on Alta and Buffalo, it's a wonderful place to go. You ladies, go get some hot, sexy dresses and... You know, if you want to be Bruce Jenner and you want to also dress up, you can go there too.
As Caitlyn Jenner.
As Caitlyn. No, to me, it'll always be Bruce.
It'll always be Bruce.
It's still 1976.
Does he still have his junk?
No, come on, really?
Yes.
Oh, really?
He does still have his junk, doesn't he?
Yeah, because he's gonna. Because in the next season, he'll probably transform again.
Don't. Come on.
Is that wrong? Is that wrong?
And while we're on the Jenners, somebody said that.
Yeah, she got robbed.
Kim Kardashian was robbed last night.
Oh, wow.
And I said of $10 million worth of jewelry.
Five guys were dressed up like policemen. They forced the concierge to open the door and get them into the room.
But
three
they
in the
also said they think it's an inside job.
They tied her up.
It was Kanye?
Well, no,
was
Kanye. She sent her security guards off.
It was Chris,
to go with her sister.
It was Chris Humphries, that Jewish basketball player.
Chris.
Wait, what's the French word for concierge?
They tied her up and put her in a bathtub, and they stole $10 million of jewelry.
She had $10 million
on her.
In yeah. Honor?
Honor.
In the room.
$10 million.
One ring versus, that was worth $4 million, and then a box that had like another $6 wow. million.
And I think it's an inside job.
Where were her bodyguards?
She sent them with her sisters to a concert, and she was there all alone, and they said, none of this seems right.
I think this sounds like a Lochte to me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Kardashian's pulling a Lochte.
Anyway, I wanted to talk about Jews in sports. Famous Jews in sports.
Okay, that conversation is
now
over.
Sandy Koufax is always on the first of the list.
He's the most famous one.
Baseball, most famous would be Sandy Koufax.
Ryan Braun, Jeff? Currently with the Milwaukee Brewers.
Ryan Braun. Hank Greenberg, Hall of Famer.
Hank Greenberg.
Isn't Jim Furyk Jewish also?
No.
Sid Luckman.
Matthew Snyder, all-star defenseman in the NHL.
Back in the, about 1949-1950, my family had season tickets to the Dodgers, even back then in Ebbets Field. And my dad got hit by a Jewish ball player, foul ball hit right off his shoulder. He was 5 years old. That player's name was Sid Gordon, who Sid Gordon even had a bowling alley on Kings Highway in Brooklyn. So he kept the Jewish athlete thing going in the shtetl of Brooklyn. Think about it.
Yeah.
Explain to our listeners what shtetl is.
Now, none of us know what you're talking about, and we can all stare at each other.
I'm thinking all the goyim around here.
Everyone's on the radio going, what's he talking about?
Bacon? Who wants bacon?
All the white supremacists are going, what the hell is this guy talking about right now?
They're listening on the radio going,
they're Googling it right now.
Jews and sports for 200
Alex. Is that contagious?
This is why we don't like them.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That's why we don't like them.
It's our new year. We could say what we want on the air.
Well, all right.
Our listeners are like, is that contagious?
I don't know. I've got a little called Oy Vey. And I think we're having trouble with the Facebook signal today. It doesn't look too strong.
Oh, really?
Probably all the Jews that are home not working today. So here's from the book of Oy Vey, Rodney Dangerfield. Rodney says, we sleep in separate rooms. We have dinner apart. We take separate vacations. We're doing everything we can to keep our marriage together. Love the Rodney.
The worst Rodney I've ever heard in my life.
Didn't really sound like Rodney.
Marriage is a wonderful institution, but who wants to live in an institution? Well, that was actually Groucho that said that one.
Oh, yeah.
Groucho. Who wants to live in an institution?
That one sounded more like Rodney.
Here's a Woody Allen. I can't do Woody. Love is the answer, but while you're waiting for the answer, sex raises some pretty good questions. Here's another Rodney. I should maybe not do it as Rodney. I'm at the age where food has taken the place of sex in my life. In fact, I've just had a mirror put over my kitchen table. Jay liked that one. Love is the only game that's not called on account of darkness. Here's the one I like, Phyllis Diller. Never go to bed mad. Never go to bed mad. Stay up and fight. So what's your favorite deli here in town, Jeff Michaelman? Where do you go for kishki?
Oh, we have to go to the kishki. I haven't had kishki in years, but the bagel.
No one eats that anymore.
Who eats that kishka? It's like everybody's into this protein and kale.
No,
right? No kale, right?
Kishki. Get kale
kishki.
In
Let's all have kishki kale.
Kishki kale. But give me a little kishki kale.
But the bagel cafe has the best corned beef in town, I think. Do you
agree?
Is
that the one up on Buffalo?
Yeah, on Buffalo. So you can go get a dress at Nieve's store and then go have a corned beef sandwich and then come see me do some comedy in Boca Park right up the street.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, there you go.
Jay, tell us about working on The Nanny with Fran Drescher.
What do you want to know? I'll tell you a very quick story. We actually did a high holiday episode, and we actually got in a bit of trouble for it. I can't remember the plot of the episode, but it involved Sylvia, Fran's mother, sort of losing her good seats at high holidays, and she puls out a ham sandwich in shul, and we got many letters and complaints and yelled at.
Then you did your job.
Yes, exactly. It wasn't my job, but it was. so don't complain to me.
Being the good mother that she is, my mother just reminded me that former Red Sox player Kevin Youkilis, Jewish.
Yes, I saw that on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Didn't he play for the Yankees briefly?
Yeah, I hope not. Briefly.
Yes, he did. Well, didn't he have like a season with the Yankees?
No, I don't think so.
That wasn't him?
Youkilis did?
Yeah.
Yes, he
really?
Did, right?
He played for about 8 games, then he got hurt.
Yeah, then he got hurt.
Shame on him for wearing the pinstripes.
I'm so glad he did. Like, Wade Boggs rode that horse
You had to remind me.
Never forget that.
I remember. I remember it all too well. It broke my heart to see Wade on that horse. in center field.
What other famous Red Sox played for the Yankees?
Clemens.
Louis Tiant. Remember Louis Tiant?
Clemens.
Clemens, yes.
Johnny Damon.
Johnny Damon.
Oh.
Ellsbury.
Ellsbury.
Jacoby Ellsbury right now. Currently always hurt.
Current Yankee. Enjoy him and the contract.
Yeah, thank you. We'll be trading him this year, I bet. You think we'll trade him? You think we'll trade Ellsbury this year?
No, who's taking him?
Nobody would want him?
No, he's too much money on a contract. The guy never stays healthy.
A bit.
And he hasn't been producing for a while.
You got a good point. I guess we'll have you till 2020.
Is that when
the contract's up? That's when the contract's up. Oh. It's a long contract.
I love how Bobby's getting a kick out of that.
You like that, huh? Who else played? Who else? Anybody else we can think of?
Yankees and Red Sox?
Yeah, Yankees and Red Sox.
Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth, the most famous.
I remember
the one guy everyone should have known.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
The guy that started the whole curse.
Babe who? What?
Babe?
What Babe?
He had a curse named after him.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, you know it's a good curse when they're naming it after you.
That's something to aspire to.
Aspire to a curse?
Aspire to a curse. Named after you.
That and a disease.
The curse of the Bambino.
The Yankees do
you
it
get
all.
A disease named after you. Right? Right? Yeah, Luke Gehrig. What are the chances he got Luke Gehrig's disease?
Right?
We're going to take our first commercial break here on Jews in Sports. Vegas nonstop. We'll be back after this commercial message. Stay right where you are.
Well, that's baseball, and it's my game. You know, you take your worries to the park and you leave them there. You yell like crazy for your guys. Good for your lungs. Gives you a lift and nobody calls the cops. Pretty girls, lots of them. And a hot dog at the game beats roast beef at the Ritz. Well, that's baseball and it's my game. You know, you take your worries to the park and you leave them there. You yell like crazy for your guys. Good for your lungs. Gives you a lift and nobody calls the cops.
That was Humphrey Bogart talking about baseball, the great Humphrey Bogart. And if you're a film fan and you love Bogart, the Bogart Film Festival is this month on October 14th at Key Largo, Florida. Key Largo, Florida. We can actually ride on the African Queen. So if you're a film nut, Bogart Film Festival, October 14th in Key Largo, go to HumphreyBogartFilmFestival.com for that. Baseball playoffs are starting, Jeffrey, with a G.
Oh, my goodness. Best time of year, Jonathan. October.
I'm just waiting for it to snow in Chicago.
No, it won't snow.
Well, by the time the World Series has been dragged on, it could be. It could be snowing there.
Why is it dragging on?
It's going way later than it ever was before with these extra games.
We never had a Mr. November before Derek.
Yeah, there was
Hader.
Never Mr. It's this World Series is ending in November now.
Is it really?
Yeah. First week. Usually always. It's by the end of October. Like, you're already well into the...
It's at least 10 days longer than it used to be, I
probably,
think.
Probably. But,
there was never
yesterday...
this wild card game. Then true. There was never the best of five series. It just went into the pennant and then the World Series.
Right, so the addition of the play-in game, the extra wild card, and the series going, the opening series going from five games to seven has now extended it out probably an extra week to a week and a half. You're right.
So it starts tomorrow?
It starts tomorrow. The first wild card game in the American League, Baltimore Orioles at the Toronto Blue Jays.
But you know, when Bruce Jenner was a man and he was the Olympic decathlon winner, it was only a five-game playoff. And then you went right to the World Series.
Right.
What does Bruce Jenner have to do with any of it?
I just felt like
he's kind of obsessed with this.
I'm obsessed. I'm thinking about Nieve's dress store. I'm thinking maybe I should have tried something on while I was there.
He's doing a chronological marker.
I didn't know cross-dressing was your thing, but...
just for today.
I'd pay to watch. I'd pay to watch.
But really, do you really think he'd fool anyone in a dress?
Well, he's clean-shaven. He's the most... Well, Jeffrey's clean-shaven, too. But what's a little... What is your little act that your puppet show that you're doing on Saturday?
Oh, the puppet, yes.
Wait, hold on.
He uses puppets. Nice.
You play with puppets?
Yeah, with puppets. We have a
Wally's
little,
dressed
we
like
have a
woman.
A little Yiddish puppet show, the old-time Groucho Marx. No. What we're doing Saturday night, we have four comedians over there. We have my friend Ian Mace Hirsch, Tomer Benvenisti, and a guy, Tom Rubin, also is coming over to the mix.
All Jews.
I was going to say, this is the whole Jewish comedy hour?
Because Yom Kippur's coming, and I have to make sure that I'm inducted into the Book of Life for another year.
The Big Kipper.
The Big Kipper.
Yeah.
The Gipper.
Comedy to prepare yourself for Yom Kippur?
Yes, I always do. I'm, you know, Jews and laughter and food. It's the main thing, right?
Yes, and sometimes right? All together.
And all together.
Food is funny. If the brisket's too dry...
You know, that's it.
Nothing.
Divorce
you know, is worse.
That wife too.
Yeah,
your matzo
because
balls.
You made dry brisket. You divorced her over the brisket.
The brisket. You have to go. The brisket was terrible.
Your matzo balls don't float.
Yeah. Your matzo.
So that's it? That's what you talk about?
I don't know what we're going to talk. We'll be talking about Kim Kardashian. We'll be talking about life.
Getting robbed.
We'll be talking about the Cougars of Summerlin, you know. Summerlin is the home of the Cougar, don't you think?
That Kona Grill in Boca Park is like a shark tank.
Well, if you come over to the Mixed Grill and Lounge, we have the real Cougars. Do you know what the difference between a Cougar and a MILF is?
Tell us.
A Cougar smells like Axe body spray.
I don't even know why that's funny.
How many times does 20 go into 50? That's all I have to say. Let's talk about baseball.
I was going to say two and a half.
Two and a half times.
Yeah, two and a half times. So who's playing baseball tomorrow?
We have two American League East teams, both making it with identical records. So we have the Baltimore Orioles playing at Toronto at the Rogers Center tomorrow. Should be a great game. Both teams coming in very hot, actually. Baltimore winning 7 of the last 10. Toronto doing very well, actually taking care of the Red Sox in Boston over the weekend while they were honoring Big Poppy. Poppy, I love you, buddy. You got to carry us now.
Now, are you torn between it because of your native country being Canada?
Not even close. Hate the Blue Jays.
You hate the Blue Jays.
First of all, I was born in Montreal, so I grew up an Expos fan.
Mount Royal.
Gary Carter.
Mount Royal.
Gary Carter, Tim Raines, Andre Dawson, Tim Wallach.
Dawson played for the Cubs.
Yep. Baseman, the Bill Hawk. Lee.
Andre Dawson was a Cub.
Yeah, I grew up a diehard
Randy
Expos
Johnson
fan.
Randy Johnson came from the Expos.
Then when did you move to Boston?
Randy Johnson.
Got a black.
When did you end up in Boston?
I moved to Boston when I was 12 years old.
Oh, okay, well, that's the time when.
So what's funny was in 81, I was 11 years old, and Rick Monday crushed me as a Red Sox.
Another former Cub, as
an Expos fan when the Dodgers beat the Expos in the NLCS.
And then the Yankees lost that World Series because Mr. May did
to the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Correct.
And I loved
it. So in 82, I moved to Boston, and the Red Sox were great. The Celtics were great. I mean, it was a fun time to be a kid in Boston and obviously a sports fan. So
welcome to the Jeffrey Kramer story.
It was great.
He grew up Canadian.
Were you bar mitzvahed?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Circumcised?
Oh, yeah.
TMI. TMI.
I'll show you later with Rob.
We lost the signal again. We lost the signal. Okay, so.
We'll have a circumcise off.
So when do the Cubs play?
The Cubs aren't going to play till the end of the week, probably Friday or Saturday,
trying
I believe. And they will play the winner of Wednesday's wild card game between the Dodgers and my former Expos, the Washington Nationals.
Yeah. And Bryce Harper is out, right? Bryce Harper, yeah.
Aren't the Cubs playing the winner of the Giants-Mets?
I'm sorry, Giants-Mets, correct.
Giants-Mets, yeah.
There was a reason to have Rob here.
Thank God.
Is Bryce Harper still hurt?
I don't think he's 100%, but he's going to be playing, believe me.
Bryce Harper will be playing.
That opening, That opening round between the Dodgers and the Nationals, Kershaw against Scherzer. Great pitching mashup.
Sammy Kershaw?
Great.
Fiddle player?
Yeah, right?
Where music beats baseball.
And the opening starters for Boston and Cleveland are David Price against Kluber. Also, great matchup. The difference is, after Kluber, that Cleveland is really hurt in the rotation. They've lost a bunch of guys. I'm really hoping Boston can take this in 4 or 5 games.
Well, we all have hopes.
They came down the stretch hot, that's for sure.
Coming in hot. New York Giants, 2-1 against Minnesota Vikings, 3-0 at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. Tonight on ESPN 530, Vikings are favored by 4.5, and the total is 43.5. Jeffrey with a G.
What do you like? Giants money line?
This is a tough spot for the Giants. Listen, I like the Giants this year, especially on offense. This young kid, the receiver Shepard, opens up the field for guys like Cruz and Odell Beckham. But no Rashad Jennings. He's not running. No Shane Vereen. So you're pretty limited on offense with what you're able to do. And let's be honest, under pressure, Eli's going to throw at least 2 picks tonight.
It just said that he picked 2 last week.
I mean, he's good for 2 a week. I mean,
I'm still saying Eli's not happy at home. That's what I'm saying. For years now, he hasn't been happy at home.
The Vikings' defense is what's keeping them in games and letting them win games. Obviously, they lost their starting quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater, just before the season started. Adrian Peterson is now out. And it doesn't matter. They're just knocking the crap out of teams with that defense.
How did my Bears win? Because I couldn't even watch. You know.
Brian Hoyer.
Yeah, he actually had a good game.
Yeah?
Brian Hoyer had a good game.
Yeah? Okay. Well, I can't even watch them anymore, so.
Are they 2-2 now?
They're 1-3.
This is their first
win. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well,
Is Detroit?
They're bad.
Oh, my goodness. Calvin Johnson retires, and that team just is terrible.
I wanted your Patriots to win.
Yeah,
I really wanted them to win yesterday.
Oh, that was glorious.
First time Patriots shutout at home since 1993.
It was a nice feeling.
Yeah, I wanted it to happen for you.
In fact, I will tip my hat off to Rex Ryan and the Bills.
You're not wearing a hat or a yarmulke, for that matter.
Who I hate. Not a Rex Ryan fan.
Jeff, would you lend him an extra yarmulke for the show?
For all of us. Give it up for all of us.
I think I do,
actually. I have like those the white ones. You go into temple that you know you never go there, and you put on one of those white ones.
You know what depresses me is the ones that you get from funerals, you know, in memory of Irving Lipschitz. You know, I don't want to wear it. I don't want to think about Irving Lipschitz. Anyway.
You get to wear that at a Passover Seder.
Yeah. Diane Davis has the show business Seder in town. Shout out to Diane Davis. Make your reservations. Huh? Nothing? No Facebook? No. All right. Well, all righty. Steelers surprised me. Because I thought the Steelers were so bad last week.
I don't understand why the Steelers surprised anyone.
Because last week they were terrible.
They laid an egg in Philadelphia. They heard it all week long. What did you think they were going to do last night?
Yeah,
lose.
That was a no-brainer.
And they got their running back back last night after his three-game suspension. So you have...
Running back.
Everyone was healthy. Big Ben was on fire. Antonio Brown, the young receiver, Marcus Wheaton... Listen, that team, when healthy, is the best offense in football. Le'Veon Bell, that's his name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The running back.
Well, that game surprised me because And the Cowgirls beating the 49ers.
I don't think that was much of a surprise. That line was pretty close to begin with.
I'm not a Cowboy fan at all. I do not like Jerry Jones.
Dak.
But I'm very impressed with this team this year. A rookie quarterback, a rookie running back, they're looking good.
Well, they have probably the best offensive line in football, which opens up holes for Ezekiel.
Yeah.
And Dak Prescott has done a great job in not turning the ball over and not making bad mistakes. And you're right, that was a big win for Dallas. They go down 14-0 on the road in San Fran, kept their composure, came back, and won a big game.
Yeah.
I agree.
And I don't know now if Romo's going to get his job back.
When Romo comes back, what's going to happen? I don't think
he's going to sit down and hurt his back, and then Dak will be playing again.
He'll trip on the way to the restroom and break his other collarbone.
He should retire. He really should. He's going to, as soon as he gets hit that hit he took wasn't even a hit.
I know.
He just bent the wrong way. His back is shot. He can't tie his shoes.
It was Jessica Simpson's fault.
Yeah.
People ask me if I'm retired. I say, no, I'm just tired. Not retired. I'm just tired. Huh. And the Rams. What happened there?
You know what? I liked the Rams in the beginning of the season. I said,
I didn't.
Watch out for this team.
Well, it's funny. Everyone liked the Rams last year, right?
No, but I liked them this year because I think the energy with them moving back to L.A. is really interesting.
Energy is back. Gurley's in his second or third year now. That defense is impressive. You know, they can stay healthy at quarterback and on the offense. Again, not make mistakes, not turn the ball over. I think the real story is how bad has Arizona become?
They're really bad.
I mean...
They're really bad.
I hate to say it because obviously New England went in their opening night and beat them in Arizona.
Yes, but they shouldn't have. They won that game.
Because they missed the field goal?
Yes. That's the game.
But they won.
But they won because the field goal kicker, they should have lost that game.
Part of winning games, Rob, is capitalizing on other teams' mistakes.
I'm not saying they didn't win. I'm just saying that field goal would have changed everything.
Fair enough.
You know, that's...
And if Gostkowski makes his field goal yesterday, the Patriots don't get shut out at home.
Then they lose 16-3.
I understand that. But my point is, I don't know what has happened to this team in the year. Carson Palmer doesn't look anything like he used to.
Well, he's getting old.
I understand that, but he had a great year last year.
Well, a lot happens in a year.
True.
Did Cam Newton get hurt?
You see a dog one year, and then a year later, the dog's a real old. Maybe he's living in dog years.
And Cam Newton got hurt, right?
Cam Newton got hurt again, making a silly play, it looked to me.
That's the other team that really...
He was trying to walk into the end zone with the ball, and man, did he get smacked in the face, rung his bell really good. And I wouldn't be surprised if this is the third or fourth concussion he's had already this year. Because if you remember in game one, he took about three headshots, and yesterday he got cracked again. And that's another team that just... Doesn't look anything like themselves.
Nothing like they did. They were undefeated till the last game.
15-1,
and now they're 1-3.
I know.
Some sad news. The creator of Oscar Mayer's catchy jingle died at 87.
Oscar Mayer hot dogs were not kosher.
The man who got generations of hot dog lovers humming along to the Oscar Mayer Wiener song has died. Richard Trentledge died September 21st in Libertyville, Illinois, at the age of 87, according to an obituary posted online by Northern Illinois Funeral Home. With the words, "Oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer Wiener," Trent Lodge helped solidify the company's hot dogs as a piece of Americana. The jingle he wrote appeared in a 1960s television commercial featuring cartoon children marching along and singing. The tune remained a fixture for the next half century. He also wrote, "Wow, it sure doesn't taste like tomato juice for V8. Buckle up for safety, buckle up for the National Safety Council. And McDonald's is your kind of place for the burger chain."
He's right up there with Lennon and McCartney, isn't he?
He'll be missed. He'll be missed. Oh, he'll be missed.
That's a catalog.
And I think we should sing our way into the commercial break. Oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I always want. Truly want to be.
Truly want to be. Is this the song we sing before me and Jeffrey show ourselves?
We're going to take our next commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on KBAT 920 AM. Stay right where you are. And that was a Jewish group called the Bar Mitzvah Boys.
It's called Kiss.
Kiss from Haifa.
Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley, both Jews.
Yeah, Paul Stanley.
Chaim Weitz. Chaim Weitz is Gene Simmons' real name. Chaim Weitz.
Which means life.
Means life.
Yes.
L'chaim, everybody.
Yeah, L'chaim. Like I am.
L'chaim.
Like I am.
Like I am.
Like I am. Like I am. All right. Well.
Mark Spitz.
Lashana Tova. Mark Spitz. Jews in sports. Anybody's got a good Jew in sports that we haven't talked about?
If you've got a good Jew in sports, give us a call.
Yeah, yeah.
That well, number again.
Or Sassoon. Or Sassoon just won the bronze medal in judo at the at Rio.
And it's called judo, see?
Judo.
Judo.
Yes. Omri Caspi.
Two words that should be together, Jew and Joe.
Here's a good Jewish athlete you didn't know.
What do you got?
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Wow. Really? WWF.
Really?
I got another one for you.
Goldberg is the other wrestler.
Bill Goldberg. We're going to have Bill on the show. Bill Goldberg. Friend of mine, Tony Lasano, works with Bill Goldberg. Shout out to Bill Goldberg. He's going to be
Oh, Stone Cold Steve Austin, right? Isn't that Bill Goldberg?
No, Bill Goldberg is Bill Goldberg.
Let me ask all you Jew boys a question.
Yes.
When you were in high school, were any of the Jew boys football players? Any of the Jewish kids?
I played football.
You did? I watched.
No. Weren't you in the band? Were you catering? You were in the catering department?
I was in the catering department making brisket.
How about this one?
We had some who played tennis and
right.
And golf.
And
golf?
Track.
Track, yes, the track. Yes, exactly.
It was so cold in Chicago. We'd take our jersey. It was so cold. Oh, it was so cold.
How cold was it?
Oh, you know, one foot forward, two back. My mustache would freeze on my face. I don't.
You had a mustache in high school?
I was there for a long time.
Oh, wow.
No, part of being Jewish is also being hairy, I think.
Right,
you know,
right. It is.
So I started having a mustache like at 13.
Really?
At my bar mitzvah, I had a goatee.
Mustache? I shaved for my bar mitzvah. I had a shave.
You had a shave for your bar mitzvah?
Yeah. I didn't.
Do you remember your Haftorah?
Yes, it was Noah.
Noah.
Noah's Ark.
That was your Haftorah? Was Noah's Ark?
Was Noah. The Parashah Noah.
Oh, well, I didn't know that would... You got off easy.
I got off, yeah.
I had a little 45 record. I was terrible in Hebrew school. One time I was chasing the rabbi with the fire extinguisher in the basement of the shul.
With your mustache.
With the mustache.
I was always happy.
In trouble. My grandfather was a cantor. I got in trouble a lot as a kid.
So what about you? Did you get any of that talent of singing to be a cantor? Anything about chanting?
Not well enough,
Would you like to chant now?
No chanting.
No chanting.
Because I can't hit the ha. I have trouble with the hair in my throat. Ha.
The ha. What about blowing the ram's horn and, you know,
I've never mastered
the shofar.
Shofar.
Shofar. Thank you.
The shofar.
I was telling the goyim, it's a ram's horn.
Yeah.
It was
it's a ram's horn.
That's what it is. The shofar.
Yes, this is the New Year's.
There was a guy that used to do it at TBS where we both go, and his face would like turn crimson.
Right, crimson.
I mean by the end, and he, and
right.
it was
TBS?
It was
a little,
Temple Beth Shalom.
Temple Beth Shalom.
I mean, it was like, it was horrifying. I mean, this guy, I mean, like, veins were popping. This cat was, he was laying into it.
If our listeners are still awake.
He was the Maynard Ferguson of the show.
Listeners, I fell asleep.
Exactly. Yeah, let's talk about something else.
And a related story, Whit Marcellus at the Smith Center this week.
Can we stop talking about blowing goats, please?
I'll trade you two apples and a goat for his wife. Oh, okay.
And Jay, we learned something new about Jay Emmerich at before the show, that Jay's mom was in the White House. She was the pastry chef for Jimmy Carter and
Ronald Reagan. She was the assistant pastry chef. So she was the first Jewish woman to work in the White House kitchen.
So your mom met Menachem Begin during that peace treaty?
She was, I don't know if she met him, but she was there. Actually the first time they koshered the White House kitchen.
Wow.
She was at Camp David making Hummantaschen.
She made those Gentiles.
For Anwar Sadat.
I just want some latkes.
You are latke.
I am a latke. Okay, kid.
Okay, so what's your favorite deli? We were talking about that before. You like the bagel?
We don't have very many in town.
You know, Carnegie Deli is closing.
The original Carnegie Deli in New York is closing.
Not the one
those
here.
Those big giant sandwiches. Because the one here is the fake one.
It is.
It's not real.
Well, the food is real.
But the food's pretty good.
The only time I've gone to the bagel is with Marty Allen. Allen still goes every Saturday
all
morning.
The time.
I see him
Saturday
all the
morning.
Time.
He's there.
But he's with a big group of people. They're always there.
I used to go to the Second Avenue Deli in New York with Jackie Mason.
Oh, yeah.
I want a table in the middle, not too close, not too far. I want the corned beef, not too fat, not too lean. Does that sound like my Rodney Dangerfield?
That was better than your Rodney impression.
That was much better.
That was a good.
You're getting closer.
I like that.
Again with the finger.
But David, if you're talking about Jewish delis in town, outside of Bagel Cafe, you have Weiss's Deli.
Where is that?
Which is on
Green Valley and
Green
Sunset.
Green Valley Parkway and Sunset. Next to Trader Joe's.
Okay. Just a second. Rob has a call.
Yeah, hang on. And actually, this little dive.
It's an important deli call.
It's a deli call.
It's a deli call.
My sandwich is being delivered as we speak.
Actually, you know what's not? It's the Del Mar Cafe in South Point.
Yes.
It's actually surprisingly very good.
That's the Bagel Cafe.
It's the Bagel Cafe.
That's the Bagel Cafe.
They have pastrami?
Of course.
They have pastrami.
And then I found this little hole in the wall place called Bagel Mania on East Twain.
Oh, that's the best.
Their soup is terrible.
Their food is so good.
The food's great.
The best bagels.
Yeah.
The bagels are good. The pastrami is okay.
I was there over the weekend for bagels and
smoked. But you have to go in an armored car to get there.
Well, that's my neighborhood. I'm in the hood.
No, you're not.
Hey, I'm in the mean streets.
You're in the mean streets of Las Vegas Country Club.
Las Vegas Country Club is not the hood.
Gate. Thank you. That's what they're going to be calling it when they sell it. The Gilded Jew Gate.
The Gilded Jew Gate.
Yeah, Las Vegas Country Club.
Stephen Eady.
Well, she passed. But yeah, Steve is still there on Augusta.
Who else?
Great. Why don't you give him his address too?
Well,
and the gate code.
We have new security there.
He likes to go for a stroll every evening about 6:30.
We had 26 burglaries last year, so they decided to change the security company. What gave it away?
In a shocking story, Steve Allen has disappeared.
Steve Allen.
Steve Allen, alive or dead?
Dead. You know, I met Steve Allen.
Not bigger than a bread.
Yeah, well, I think I told you my story. I met Steve Allen. I said, "Mr. Allen, I'm so humble. If I had the talent you had in your little finger, I'd be happy." And he looked at me and said, Louis Nye said to him, "Steve Areno, if I had the talent in your little finger, I'd be your middle finger." I worked with him and Phyllis Diller. I had Phyllis Diller quote earlier.
Phyllis Diller, alive or dead?
I dumped a martini on Steve Allen's shoe by accident.
What a great story.
That's great.
Somehow we still have, we kind of have our signal. For those of you drinking at home that are watching on Facebook, we apologize. We've got a lousy signal today because all the people at T-Mobile are in Temple.
Yeah. How about some other Jewish athletes?
Joey Lewis? Was Joey Lewis Jewish? Says you only live once, but if you work it right, once is enough.
Oh, Ian Kinsler.
Ian Kinsler.
Who's he?
Detroit.
Currently plays for the Tigers.
That's right. Good second baseman.
Sean Green, Gabe Kapler.
Sean Green played for the Mets.
How about Amari Stoudemire?
Amari Stoudemire?
That had to be a conversion.
That's a conversion. But do you know who the first conversion was at Temple Beth Shalom here in Las Vegas? Do you know who that was?
You said earlier, but I don't know.
I was telling you that earlier while we were off the air.
Sammy Davis Jr., man. Who couldn't make it groovy.
It's just a groovy kind of thing being a Jew. Like,
yeah.
These
are the worst impressions I've ever heard from anybody. Please, just stop.
Stop.
Where's Gordy Brown when we need him? Gordy Brown, we need you in here in the studio because...
He's terrific. I saw his show. He's
Gordy's
a great guy.
Gordy's awesome.
Great fun guy. What about Rod Carew? Rod Carew's also a
Right,
Rod
we saw him on the list, yeah.
Rod Carew.
Do you have any more conversions from Beth Shalom?
Elizabeth Taylor. Elizabeth Taylor.
She converted.
She married Eddie Fisher. I believe she converted there too.
Yes.
They did the whole thing. They dipped her in
Madonna.
The mikvah. Madonna?
I think Madonna did.
I don't think so.
No, she's more into the
Kabbalah. She's the Kabbalah with the red string going on.
Exactly.
Well, that sums up Kabbalah, doesn't it? You wear the red string and that's all you got
to
know.
Now, there's more to it.
All right. We're going to take another commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop, the Rosh Hashanah edition. Stay right where you are.
No more imitations.
No more impressions. Right after this commercial break, stay right where you are. Vegas Nonstop here at K-Band 920 with the Jews in Sports special edition of Vegas Nonstop. You got Barry Bonds
inspired? Nothing like a little running with the devil on Rosh Hashanah.
Running with the devil. Yes. Thank you, Bobby, our Gentile board operator. Got to get that in there. Yes, running with the devil.
We have breaking news.
Breaking news. The Marlins have fired hitting coach, the famous Barry Bonds, after only one season.
Wow, what a shame. Yeah.
That's it.
Well, all right.
Why?
That's all we got to say
about
that.
Because he wasn't Jewish?
No. He stole Kim Kardashian's jewelry.
Oh, that was
Barry Bonds, not a Jew.
Barry Bonds, not a Jew.
Do you know about the first designated hitter, though? Do you know about the first designated
hitter? In Judaism?
No, back in 1970.
I knew it would be Moses.
You have to hear this.
Moses was a good hitter.
The first designated hitter ever in the American League.
Mel Brooks.
Was a New York Yankee. And okay. It was not Mel Brooks. It was Groucho Marx, actually. Get your facts straight. No, it was Ron Bloomberg. Ron Bloomberg was his name. He should go be the hitting coach for the Marlins now.
Yeah. Well, if the Marlins are kosher.
He was managing in Israel. Fish? Why not kosher? It's, you know, Miami Jews.
I got to get a plug. Speaking of fish, Jeffrey, with a G, we had just an amazing herringbone just over the top. Just
we had a
crazy
good time last week, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. I mean, is Chef Gino coming back soon?
He's already back in town. And cool. If you want to go see him at the Aria on the second floor. Hands down, to me, the best seafood in the city.
Amazing seafood. For casual dining, we're talking about Big Dogs. Dogtoberfest is coming up October 29th, Halloween weekend. And I'm suggesting to Kurt that you dress your dog up in a Halloween costume or you dress up as your favorite dog. I think that'd be kind of a fun Dogtober kind of a thing. And we've got these wine tasting, you may have heard the commercial on the radio. We've got these wine tasting dinners once a week now. We've got a huge one coming up on Wednesday. If you're interested, send me a note or you can give me a call at 702-883-1111, 883-1111. I never answer the phone, so leave a message and I'll get it. I promise I'll get it. Or you can send me an email or you can go to the social media at Jonathan Scott LV. But these wine parties are off the hook. We had like 250 people at an art gallery. We've got a furniture store that we're going to be doing on Wednesday night. So if you like wine and you like the idea of maybe going to wine tasting parties and maybe making a little money selling wine, that opportunity is there too. And
you're going to drink it anyway. Might as well get paid.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to be. I don't think we're going to be having Manischewitz this week, though.
No,
Mad Dog 2020. We tasted that, right, Jeffrey?
Delicious.
I can say Jeffrey and get both of you at the same time. You're both texting while we're on the air, and I love that. I love that so much.
I'm Snapchatting because you mentioned dogs, and you ever notice on Snapchat? You know what Snapchat is?
I don't snap. I'm over 25.
Snapchat.
I don't.
You know
snap.
All the kids
don't know
are doing
snap.
It. It's
all
like the internet. It's new on the internet. The Snapchat. You know the one, the dog one. There's a dog.
I've got one of my mom. That's
all
just
the
great.
Hot chicks do the dog one with the tongue. Every time a dog walks past me, I don't know why I'm aroused all of a sudden.
I showed you the picture of my mother. My mother did the, she didn't
that
do it, but the Snapchat
me.
Thing. Monday Night Football. Sapphires on Dean Martin, drink specials, prizes, big screens, and pretty girls and T-shirts. What, you know, what? That's going to be the name of my book, by the way, Pretty Girls and T-Shirts.
And Sapphire T-shirts?
Sapphires, yeah. Sapphires
you
on Dean Martin. Monday Night Football. Great place for Monday Night Football. Also, live music and open mic at Kelly Clinton's Bootlegger, Hamantash, yeah, on Las Vegas Boulevard, Bootlegger. Also, the Tap House has open mic on Monday night. Great places to go on Monday night. No cover. Hosted by our friend and guest, Mark Giovi. Great pizza, authentic buffalo wings. And last week we went to see Chicago Joe.
Oh, that was a lot
that
of
was
fun.
A great dinner. And
at the Westgate.
Yeah. We should also mention Pia at Pia Zadora at Piero's on Friday and Saturday
Pia
night.
Pia at Piero's.
Pia's back at Pia at Piero's. Pia, if you want to be a guest on the show, if you've got ideas for the show, you can email us also at news1lasvegas@gmail.com. News1lasvegas@gmail.com. Thursday night, music on the patio at Big Dog starts at 7 p.m. Wisconsin-inspired food, craft beer. They fly in fresh walleye every day. Shout out to Chef Sergio. Just coming back with Kurt from like 10 days in wine country, going to wine country to taste beer because these craft beers are so popular right now. So what else is going on? We've got Monday night. We've got Thursday night. How are the Packers doing? Packers are. When are Packers playing?
They'll be playing this weekend again. I'm sure.
Yeah, they had a bye this week.
They had a bye this week. Yeah. They were on the first week of the bye.
Big Dogs has a Packer backer club too. If you're a Packer fan. So yesterday was full of upsets. I still I'm 0-4 right now myself. Week 4, I have not won a bet yet.
Really?
Well, but because I do the parlays, you know, I'm looking for.
Looking for the big money with little pay-in?
Yeah, little buy-in, little, big return. Big, that's what I'm after.
Ties in with this whole Jewish thing going on here.
Yeah,
huh?
It's part of our culture. Clint Holmes' Redskins beat the Browns 31-20. What has Brown done for you? I didn't watch that game, but...
no one did.
It was a close game,
No one did. No one watched
actually, it was. It was 20-20.
31-20 is not that close. But there was a couple of close ones, wasn't there? Like one or two-point games.
How about the Chargers?
Chargers and
it, huh?
Saints. What the heck happened
Chargers
there?
Chargers just find new ways to lose games.
Unbelievable.
They could easily be 4-0. They could easily be 4-0.
Yeah. Yeah. They lost that first game to the Chiefs, which they should have won. And yesterday, there's no way they don't win that game. No way. And cover.
Especially the way the Saints have been playing. They're terrible.
They're awful.
Terrible.
Yeah, they couldn't have done everything. They couldn't have been. And that last drive, the when they got the ball back with like a minute and a half left, and they... The first play is they throw it away. Then they snap it into his face.
Into
and
nowhere.
It's like, before you know it, it's 3rd and 22.
It's like the Bad News Bears of football.
Oh, my God. They're horrible.
But I will tell you a fun team to watch, and that's Jack Del Rio's Oakland Raiders, who are coming to Vegas.
Oh, they're going
to
be.
They pulled out a great win yesterday in Baltimore, coming from behind, 28-27. I got to tell you, man, that's a fun team. And Michael Crabtree is having an unbelievable year. 3 more touchdowns yesterday. He's built a really good rapport with Flacco. I like that. I mean,
with David Carr.
With Carr. I really like that team.
Yeah, they're a real good-looking team.
They're fun to watch, and I just like Jack Del Rio.
Yeah, the Raiders are fun to watch.
Wait till they're playing the Vegas.
Las Vegas Raiders. Coming.
It's coming, man.
Where are they going to put them?
In a stadium.
In a new stadium they're going to build?
Nobody. What's your best guess?
The piece of property up on Russell, right off of 15.
More so than Ballyhigh is?
I think so. I think Ballyhigh poses a problem with the airport.
That's
TSA.
What someone was saying.
It's a TSA issue.
That's why I didn't like playing golf there, because we had planes going over your head every
Shea Stadium.
Like Shea Stadium.
It's only so high you can go up.
Right.
You can build. It's that close to the airport.
Interesting.
Well, plenty going
it's
on.
It's
going
to be a lot of fun, though.
Going to be a lot of fun.
And then
lots
hockey
going
next
on.
Year. We got hockey.
Hockey.
Come on. That's going to be the
Come
best.
Coming to the T-Mobile Arena. The but they still don't have a name yet.
I know.
Do we don't have a name?
No, and the names that are circulating are awful.
What are the names? I have no clue.
So Foley, I guess, is a big Army guy.
Right. They were talking Black Knights.
Black Knights. So now they took the
that
blackout.
Sound right.
Now they're talking about Desert Knights.
They took the blackout.
desert Knights.
It's going to be smaller.
What is a Desert
well,
Knight?
The Black Knights are like an ops.
No, I know that. I know
right.
that.
So now
ops.
What a Desert Knights?
What
it's
else?
That's stupid.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. Knights has nothing to do
How
with Las Vegas.
How about the Bobby Knights?
How about the hookers?
That's where a lot of time.
The Las Vegas hookers.
Big breasts on their hookers.
Great name for a hockey team.
The hookers.
I want to thank our guest, Jeff Michaelman, appearing somewhere at Boca Park.
The Mix. Grill and Lounge. 8:30 Saturday night. Come on out.
And
Thank you so much.
Rob Sherwood appearing with Carrot Top with the Luxor.
Dark Tuesdays.
Jay Amernick appearing at a shoal near you.
Yeah.
And always, Jeffrey with a G.
I'll be right here with
Thanks,
you, Johnny.
Everybody. And eat well, party hard, and Happy New Year to you guys. We'll see you next time. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Jonathan Scott.
At home, Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, because there are no reasons. What reason do you need?